I'd like to welcome everyone out and call this meeting to order for the Town of Daniel Council meeting for Monday, July 9th, 2018 at 6 p.m. The first item, we always have the opportunity for someone that is concerned, so the item would be any public comment concerning any issue not on the agenda for tonight. Okay. We'll move on to number two, possible approval or denial disconnect request on 1777 South Mill Road. I don't see either the applicant or anyone associated with him. I know we've had a public hearing. We've also had another letter that has been sent to council. At this point, I just open it up for council to any discussion amongst ourselves that we might have.
Do you want to wait until they get here? Do you want to talk? Discussion? Yes, for discussion.
Well, he's already given us his letter for a second discussion, so I think we can certainly put that into the minutes as far as what he submitted, but as far as anything over and above what he'd have to say, that I think was his second comment on that, so.
Okay. I was just for courtesy, I didn't want to be long in here.
All right. I did talk to them, and I believe they do know it is the same.
Okay.
Chair, would entertain a motion on either a possible approval or deny a disconnect request for 2777 South Mill Road.
I'd like to make a motion, Chip, Mayor.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion to deny disconnect request of 2777 South Mill Road.
Okay, we have a first. We have a second.
I'll second.
In a second, any last discussion amongst yourselves?
Can we put in the motion for the public comment and everything in the record for denial of, for a reason of denial? Will you include that in your motion?
I'd like to make a motion to include a public comment.
Yep, public comment.
And to still deny. Yeah, on the secondary letter. Okay.
Yep. Perfect, thank you for the disconnect.
Okay, we have a first, we have a second, we have some discussion, and the last discussion.
Okay. Nate's just walking in.
They were about to be done with their subject at the moment, so.
Okay.
All right.
Just definitely not denied.
We've had a first and a second. Welcome, John. A first and a second to deny the disconnect from the town. We've had some discussion on it, and I was just ready to wrap up discussion if you might have some, or if anyone has some. If not, I'm ready for a vote. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. It was denied. Item number three, public hearing. Chair will entertain a motion to come out of regular session and go into public hearing.
So moved.
So moved. First and second?
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We're now out of regular session, and now we are in the public hearing for the North Properties Annexation. We had that on our agenda last month. Tonight is a public hearing. I'll turn the time over to Eric, and he might be able to explain a little bit more to some folks with regards to public hearing, and then we'll turn the time over to the public.
Okay, what the council's and planning had us do is look at the northern boundary of the town. There's some county property that still has not into Heber City or to Daniel. So what we looked at is annexing those properties. We went through this map is, and there's some maps on the table. A reflection of this property is what's in the county. So Heber City is annexed up to this line, and Daniel is here on this line. Now you'll see this stretch of property right here that runs along here. Those properties are actually not separate properties. They're actually part of the property. When the town was made in 2006, the county council drew this line down the middle of those properties. So that's not on a property line. So currently, the Erickson piece goes clear to 3000 South. So what that represents.
I better get my numbers right here. Hold on, I'm getting older.
Maps are getting smaller. 495 feet. So just shy of 500 feet along the property line is what we're talking about on the back of these properties. Okay? And then this is the Dunn piece here, and then Eric Anderson's. On this one is Red Rock Holding, which is the rock yard.
Is that the Hickens?
Yeah, Hickens.
Right.
Okay. Here. Okay, so that's what we're looking at, is finishing up this line to include those properties in the properties that are already. The Coleman piece here, same thing. Their property extends beyond, and there's just a 500-foot swath that's not in the town. So that's what the public hearing is about. We're looking for comment on that piece. And like I said, there's some maps on the table if anybody's interested in them.
And I would like to ask for Mary's sake as well, if whoever is going to speak, if they would come up and state their name on the record. And I will allow a little bit of discussion back here, but typically sometimes it gets a little confusing for our minutes, and so we'd really appreciate for most folks to come up and whatever they like to say, state up front here, including your name.
Morning, guys. Not morning, evening, afternoon, one of those. Corbin Gordon here. This time I'm representing...
Corbin, we've already gone through... You're the first, second item on the agenda, and we have already gone through that.
He's not representing... No, I'm here representing Coleman's.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Back up. Yep. I'm sorry.
Sorry, yep. Here representing Coleman's. So, yeah. They've asked me to come here, express their deep concern about being forced into Daniel. They do not want to do that. If the city's aware, we filed to disconnect from the town. That was filed on Friday. That will be coming before you here within the next couple of weeks. There are some specific legal problems with what it is that you're trying to do, and I want to point those out. So you understand that the attempt to annex them in, it would be illegal under state code. First thing I want to just make sure that I understand specifically where the town of Daniel is. I searched for an annexation policy plan on your website. I could not find one. The only thing I could find was Daniel Town Land Use Plan of 2009. Do you have an annexation policy plan in place?
Yes.
You do? Can I get a copy of it?
Yes, it should have been on the website, but it's not there. So.
Okay, yeah, it's not there, couldn't find it. Let me just raise some issues based on that I want to make sure that the city is aware of. You cannot annex property in without an annexation policy plan, and an annexation policy plan is not a simple document. Quite complex, has to have specific things that I'm not sure that the city of Daniel has. 10-2-401.5, the annexation policy plan says that no municipality may annex an unincorporated area located within a specified county unless the municipality has adopted an annexation policy plan as provided in this section. And then it talks through a bunch of things. I'm just going to go through these, and I'll just ask if you have this. Because I haven't seen it, I just want to raise objection now, make a record of it, and then you can give me a copy of it. But there's supposed to be a statement of the specific criteria that will guide the municipality's decision whether or not to grant future annexation petitions addressing matters relevant to those criteria, including the need for municipal services. We've had that discussion before. We're already in the process of disconnecting with Nate Orton because of a lack of services. I'm not aware of having, in prior conversations, I'm just not aware that there's a plan in place to have any municipal services. So I would be surprised in your policy and your annexation policy plan if there is one. The municipality's plans for extension of municipal services, a statement addressing any comments made by affected entities at or within 10 days after the public meeting that was supposed to be held when you put it in place, attempt to avoid gaps between or overlaps with the expansion areas of other municipalities, consider current and projected costs of infrastructure, urban services, and public facilities necessary to facilitate full development of the area within the municipality, to expand the infrastructure, services, and facilities into the area being considered for inclusion in the expansion area, and to consider in conjunction with the municipality's general plan the need over the next 20 years for additional land suitable for residential, commercial, and industrial development. Like I say, very complex. I haven't seen it. If you don't have that in place, you may not proceed forward. You have to have that in place. The Colemans have asked me to be looking closely at that to make sure that if you do have one, it's going to comply strictly with the code. Step number one. Step number two, there are, let me see here. Let me just go through. There are certain limitations and prohibitions on annexations. This is 10-2-402. I'm not going to go through all of these, but just under number four. A municipality may not annex an unincorporated area in a specified county for the sole purpose of acquiring municipal revenue or retard the capacity of another municipality to annex the same or a related area unless the municipality has the ability and intent to benefit the annexation area by providing municipal services to the annexed area. I'm not aware that you have any plans to do that, and so their position would be that the only reason that you are trying to annex them in is to create a buffer and to keep growth out. This is one of the last zoned industrial pieces in the entire valley, very valuable, and they have no interest of coming into a town that cannot provide them services, particularly the sewer, so that they can maximize the value property. Next one, and I'm not sure that you're aware of this one, but this one is uniquely applies to this. A municipality may not annex an unincorporated area within 5,000 feet of the center line of any runway of any airport operated or to be constructed and operated by another municipality unless the legislative body of the other municipality adopts a resolution consenting to the annexation. I'm not aware that Heber City has done that, and you were well within the 5,000 feet for the airport, and so I'm doubting seriously that Heber would ever agree to that. I don't know, but I don't think that that's been done, and that is an absolute bar on annexing into the town. And then finally, under 10-2-418, this creates, this is normally an annexation would be started by a property owner who wants into your town. This one is not that, and there are very strict requirements on a town that wants to go out and annex beyond its boundaries without the people asking for this, and you're barred under this as well. Under 10-2-418, it says, notwithstanding subsection 10-2-4022, a municipality may annex an unincorporated area under this section without an annexation petition if, and only if, the area to be annexed consists of one or more unincorporated islands within or unincorporated peninsulas contiguous to the municipality. We probably have that here. These are the two that are the problem. The majority of each island or peninsula consists of residential or commercial development. I think the majority of this is just raw land. Finally, the area proposed for annexation requires the delivery of municipal type services, and the municipality has provided most or all of the municipal type services to the area for more than 1 year. You haven't done that, which is an absolute bar on you proceeding forward. So, you know, statutorily, you just can't proceed forward on this. The Colemans have no interest in being a part of Daniel, and they're actually have filed to disconnect. Once again, it's a question of being able to provide services, and there's no services down there in place, and so they don't want to be trapped in a municipality that will not provide the services for them so that they can maximize their value. And I know that this is just public comment, so based on that, I think that we're good. Thank you.
Thank you, Carly. Oh, we thought we were going to get nice.
Oh, no.
Anyone else from the... There we go.
My name is Robert Muir. I'm owner representative for the Richard W. Erickson Trust. We have the same concerns along with what Corbin has stated. Just the lack of the services that would be available that would be contiguous to our property. It wouldn't make any sense. It would make more sense for us to possibly, you know, if we wanted to annex, maybe look at going into Heber City. We've had discussions over the last couple of years with Mark Anderson when he was still employed by the Heber City Corporation. But our biggest concern is just the the lack of infrastructure and what the cost would be to bring it in to be part of the town of Daniel. Thank you.
Could I ask a question of Mr. Muir?
Yes.
How come that property got split in two? I was curious when Daniel became a town.
You probably don't even know that, do you?
I'm not sure, but I do know.
Two of us know it, but he may or may not know that.
I know the properties were bought, purchased at separate times. And so that may have something to do with it.
About the rest of the story?
Sure.
When it became a town in the very beginning, it took months and months, and finally at a particular meeting with the county fathers and the township fathers before we were down, it came down to a map, and they just went down parcels and did what an individual just drew the line and says, can you work with that? We were grateful to have the line. We worked with it. We became a town. Nothing more, nothing less. It was an individual making that line. Would that be correct?
Yeah.
So there was no trade in parcel in this. I mean, it was just a line drawn. There was either that option or no option.
Our county commissioners drew the line.
That's where it was. So,
Gary.
So the question I have is, with the Coleman property and with the Muir property that you're talking about, the 500 feet or whatever we're talking about that is proposed for the annexation, as it stands now, the Coleman property would be that they're using now for their business, their trucking business, is being served by our municipal water system. And the Muir property, which is contiguous to the property that they're talking about, their subdivision, is also serviced by our water system. So I don't know, you know, how that can all play into it, but we are
both irrigation and culinary, correct?
Just wanted to make that be known.
Dick Erickson's property?
It is the Richard Erickson property.
Yes.
You're saying that he has Wasatch irrigation.
Well, I'm
and there's no culinary services to this proposed.
But contiguous to the property, there is culinary services for the three homes that have been built there. Is that correct?
Oh, you mean the
three homes have water line going in, and there's water lines
from 3,000 south,
from 3,000 over to that point.
Correct.
But that's not his property.
Correct.
That's
Dan Brown's
subdivision. No, it's
farms.
Not.
That's three farms subdivision.
Yeah. Dan Brown.
Yeah.
It's not Dan Brown either. The property owner was
Kurt Clyde.
It's Kurt Clyde's wife's father.
It's a Richard.
Yeah.
Right. Kurt several times. Good memory.
Not to his. I don't know his name.
So what I'm saying is that property is contiguous to the three farm subdivision that is tied to the north end of that. Is that correct?
You see, our property is on the other side, and we have a well and a septic system, but we also have connections to Heber City.
Yeah, I'm just...
So
there's some unique pieces of property that are certainly yours.
Yeah, we're kind of in the middle because we have connections because of the Army that rented our building. And they put the connection in for the water and the sewer, which we don't use them, but they're still there. And as far as I know, Mike Dunn's property does use Heber City and septic, because he's never drilled a well, but I've lived there 18 years, so I've never seen him drill a well. So as far as I know, his property is city also. So see, if we annexed into Daniels, then we would lose the ability to use those services if we needed to.
Those are like, once again, special circumstances that you and a few households have that
no,
I would think would be discussing.
Just the property, because our property is all industrial.
It is.
Yep. Yeah, it's owned, and Mike Dunn's is all industrial.
Yep.
And the Heber City, when Mike Dunn, because we were at the meeting, when he built his building, they allowed him, without annexing into Heber City, to run water and sewers in his office. And then us, they did it for the Army when they used our building for the barracks. So, but we have Wasatch irrigation, so we don't use any services either way. We don't use Heber City, we don't use Daniels. We're just there, we have a well, we have a septic system, we don't use anybody. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, and Dick, on the other side of us, Dick Erickson, he, because we're good friends with him, but he has Wasatch irrigation, just like we do. We have the Wasatch irrigation. And when I talked to him Friday night, he said he had, and I don't know what he told you, but he had no interest in annexing into Daniels whatsoever. That's just what he said, but his property pretty much blocks us and Dunn because it runs clear up there to meet Coleman's. So there's no way that...
It's between,
I mean,
right.
Yeah. I mean, you couldn't even annex us or Dunn without doing Dick's property. And then Heber City's on this side of us, so because they own that yard, that lot that's, I don't know, a dirt lot, I guess you would say, a dumping yard. And then we're right here, and then Dunn's right there, but Dick's property protects us. You know what I mean?
It's your backyard border for that whole section?
Yeah, the whole entire section. Same with Mike Dunn's property. So there's no way you could annex us unless you annex Dick Erickson's property. And when I talked to him, which was Friday night, he said he had no interest in it, in annexing into Daniels. So I thought maybe he sent you to say that. That's what he told me. He had no interest in it. So there's no way you could do us or Dunn because of that fact. Because we're and I talked to Doug Smith this morning at Wasatch County, and he said they don't really care that it's an island of Wasatch County. Like, we have Heber City here, Daniels here, Heber City here, and here's this strip of other Reggie Probst property, and here's this strip of Wasatch County property, but they don't, when I talked to him this morning, he says they don't really care about that. They don't care there's an island there that because they don't provide us with any service. Dick's property is just open ground. There's no intent to do anything with it. So, and Doug said they don't care. I mean, they have it over Hilton Howder's property over in Midway has the same thing. They have an island in theirs. It's in Wasatch County. But I don't think they go around saying, oh, let's cut this island out. Let's cut, let's make it solid boundaries like that. I don't think they care. That's the impression I got. Anyway, so.
Short question.
Go ahead.
There's none of the property owners in that area have any interest in becoming into...
Well, I don't know. That's what the public hearing's for.
Okay.
Well, nobody other than, I don't know if there's a representative of Delta Stone here or not.
Right. I spoke with Robert today, and he also spoke with Eric as well today, and so we know what he feels and what... And he was not going to be able to make it tonight.
So is he annexing or not?
He did not give it one way or the other. He has three combinations of how, just similar to you, where you've got different hookups and different things in the county and different things. And so, once again, a unique situation that we'll be dealing with.
Yeah.
But not...
But I don't know that you guys knew that we... I mean, you can't annex us unless you annex Dick. So, and he... When I talked to him, he was not interested whatsoever about it, so...
So quick question, just, and it might have been covered, but what I heard, and I just want to clarify this for my knowledge, is if you guys do this annexation, you want to change the zoning from industrial to RA5, is that true?
No, not that I've heard.
Okay, that's what someone told me, but you know how rumors go. So I just want to clarify that, because right now this is zoned industrial.
Industrial before we became a town. We know what it has been and who's there and what's being done as far as what their livelihood's been, for how long it's been there, and those folks. As everyone knows in this valley, there's a big push. We have an island of county ground that's going to go one way or the other. Some people may want to be on this side, some people may be on this other side. Some people may not know that the city may or may not want to bring services at the cost into some of those areas because of elevations and things of that nature.
So quick question then, for my knowledge, or for my understanding, the way I understand this, and I could be wrong, is that if all these people say no, you can't drag them in, but if a certain percentage of them do and the others don't, they can be brought in. I don't know, how does that work? I know there's certain criteria that type of thing works.
It's actually only applicable if there's a petition filed by people. If the town is doing it, there are different standards there.
Okay.
All right. The town can do it, different standards.
Okay, thanks.
Gary?
So, just to step back a little further, when Corbin made the statement that the Colemans was maybe in the process of wanting to de-annex from the town of Daniel, I didn't get a clarification on just what that included.
Great question. Just that strip of the driveway is what they wanted to disconnect from? Or?
No, so there's 5 acres. So when you talked about drawing the line down through, there's about 5 acres that got chopped off just willy-nilly. It was all one parcel, and there's a line that comes right down and just a chunk of their property.
Yeah, and we didn't even know about it. It was taken from us without it.
So it's everything that's on the west side of the property then, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it just follows wherever the boundary line is. We just want to square that up and have it all in one spot.
Okay. That's your question?
Yeah.
That'll be a different meeting.
Yes.
That's kind of what I'm still up with.
Any other discussion from the public? Yes,
Rob. Does the town have a reason to want to annex that in?
Why?
Yeah, why do you want it?
What's the plan?
The plan is not solved yet. The plan would be that there's an island of county ground that's either needs to be or will be serviced by one of the municipalities. One of the municipalities said, well, we're probably not going to service that area. You're welcome to look at it. We've had inquiries over a year ago of how water and things can go into it. We may not have a very definitive policy, and we certainly have policies for everything that we do. It may not be on that web page, but we do. And so that is coming about, and so we want to be able to have that come into the town, and then that would be our boundary of our town, and that would also give us commercial. It's already commercial ground. So there's all sorts of things. There's been a lot of rumors. It's coming to what we're looking at is a zone change, an annexation into the town, and that's it that we're looking at. Zone is not part of this discussion. It already is commercial. The town needs commercial. We have a lot of folks here that have commercial, and it shouldn't be in the residential zone. It should be in a commercial zone. A lot of stuff that we're going to be talking about in the near future. Does that answer your question? Or?
So you just want a straight line on the map?
What's that?
You just want a straight line on the map then?
No. We want some organization in that area. We might have organization, and one entity says they're not really going to be looking at using in the future, looking at that. So we can, and we are looking forward to it.
Well,
my name's Todd Wall. I own the property just to the south on the property, which part of mine is industrial, part's residential. And here I am having the same problem. So this town doesn't seem to be very friendly to industrial or commercial. The only thing that seems to work here is RE5. That's it. So I have a feeling, maybe it's just my personal feeling, but the reason you want this property is so you've got more control over it. Just a take, let's throw it out there.
Can I ask you a personal question?
You bet.
You've been to the last so many meetings.
Yes, sir.
And you do not believe that we're trying to solve
people
in areas and having more residential areas and trying to have some of the business on the outskirts.
Every time, like Nate tries to do something, it doesn't really happen. Every time McAllister tries to do something, it went on for a year, nothing gets resolved, it gets put away.
Okay.
Just my take on.
There you go. Okay.
Quick question. So Corbin brought up, and this kind of pertains to my property as well, but you know, this is zoned industrial, but there are no services. There's no sewer, there's no real water out there. And to have a true industrial area, to me, you would have to have some of those services. So if you guys annex it, you know, how's that gonna be dealt with? And that's the same issue I'm having with my property, is like has been brought up in past meetings, is I feel like, and I agree with what's being said, that you guys are curbing growth by denying these services. So you want to take people's property, devalue it, because now they can't get services, where right now they might have options by tying into Heber City or something like that. And so they're losing value on their property unless you come up with a plan.
Or if an individual would like to change it to RA.
Why would somebody want to change
industrial to RA5?
There are people that may not think the way you or anybody else that might want their house in an area and have it already zoned.
Yeah.
That's...
Have you had any applicants to go that way?
Excuse me?
Have you had any applicants to go that way?
Just so happens to other properties.
To go from...
From industrial to RA4?
We have.
You have?
We have.
But I would...
Different properties.
I would dare guess the majority probably are not thinking that way, and that's a guess. But I'm here again, I'm just saying, is the town willing to look at options for services for some of these commercial and industrial areas? That's my question to you, and I'm raising that question because I'm in a position now where you guys have, and I know this is a different thing, but this ties in with this, is you voted down my request to leave the town because of lack of services. So you put me in a position where I either have to proceed with my lawsuit or we have to figure out a plan to provide services for some of these areas that need it. So I'm asking you, are you guys willing?
Well, we could say you got some commercial up the street from me, and you might be able to talk to them to see how that commercial is going for them. And they do not have what you're asking, and they did not ask to disconnect.
Yeah, but I don't want to be on septic. That's the thing.
I understand you.